Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Wake up, Atlanta. The Bats did last night. Yeah, but they'll go back to sleep again. Don't worry. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly.
You literally just said you're not a pessimist.
I know.
You just said it 5 seconds ago.
Excuse me, sir. Wait for your moment to speak.
Yeah, mate. I mean, I had to.
Well, you just got pushed to the back of the line. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the leader of Allie's Army, and the resident pessimist when it comes to some things in here, the ruiner of dreams, Miss Allie Mack. He is, we throw a little bit of vanilla Dylon in here from here and there. He's the worst waiver in the business, Mr. Dylan Matthews. And he's the interrupter of me, former Atlanta Falcon, All-American, national champion for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Let's go.
Michael,
let's go. Land the plane.
Well, you know what? You made us circle the city because you just had to interrupt.
You're
like a gust of wind when you're trying to land it. You know, got to take it back up and go around again.
He got there faster than I did because as soon as the mic opened up and you brought up the fact or the thought that the Braves bats will go back to sleep, it was not 10 seconds before we went on air. You were saying, you might think I'm a pessimist, but I'm not.
I'm a
despite
realist.
Despite popular belief, I'm not a pessimist. They'll go back to sleep. What?
Well, I mean, I'm just going by the sample size of almost 100 games, I think, that I have. That they sleep more than they wake. I mean, this is not we just woke a sleeping giant kind of moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish it was. It'd be nice, but it wasn't. But I don't think so.
Did either of y'all get through all 9 innings last night?
No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Dude,
it's better to be honest than anything, and I was, like, I couldn't make it. I was exhausted.
I was, too. I had a day yesterday. Like, I, what did I do? Oh, yeah, I went and got my, shout out to my boy DJ at Joe's Automotive. I called him on the way home. I was like, hey, man, I'm late on my emissions. I need all these things done, this checklist. And he's like, I got you. Come right now. He's like, where are you at? You just leave the studio? I go, yeah, he goes, come right now. I was in and out by 11, and I didn't leave here. I left, I got there like 10 o'clock. I was out in an hour. I got my emissions done. I had a golf, little mini golf lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Feel better than I felt in years by that. I had to go get pork chop. We had a meeting. Then we had our conference call. And I text Amos, like, I'm exhausted. You want to go get margaritas?
That's usually a good plan.
Yeah.
Got to rewind a little bit on that because your birthday was last month and you haven't done your emissions yet, which means your tag has been expired.
I have done my emissions now and I do have my tag up to date now. But thank you for trying to out me there.
I have never had to do emissions.
That's because you have a diesel.
Yeah.
Well, your wife does.
And before that, I had a new truck, which there's like a period of time after you buy a new that you don't have to.
Yeah.
And then I bought a diesel.
I think it's 3 years, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I believe it's 3 years. But it is amazing to me how many people you will find in your life who are just driving around with an expired tag.
Oh, I know.
Like, wait, what?
Let me tell you something. I'm not.
Tell me.
If you have an expired tag, you better not have one alcoholic drink at all and get in your car, because like the biggest DUI finders are expired tags and the license plate light being out. Like, that's like, oh, I'll pull you over. Oh, hey, you had 3 drinks, get out of your car, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I do that. I'm just saying I used to watch a lot of cops back in the day, like a lot of the TV show. And they'd be like, we have an expired tag, pull them over. And it would always find something.
I just know there are people that drive around with an expired tag and they just won't run into trouble because that's just their lot of luck. If it were me to have an expired tag for a day, I'll be pulled over that day.
Yeah, I got pulled over for expired tag. What was that? Do you remember me telling you the story? I told it on air. It was like less than a year ago. And the guy was like, I was like, oh, I'm sure that I must have just forgot to put the sticker on. He's like, no, I looked it up. He's like, you're a year out of date. I was like, oh no. So I didn't renew the year before.
Oh.
And then it had already passed another year. He was like, dude, yeah, you're gonna. He wrote me a ticket. He's like, you're gonna need to get a new license. I was like, okay, yeah, sorry about that, sir. I didn't realize.
Do you know an embarrassing fact about me? Is I think it's embarrassing. Is for the long, like I would say for a good part, I'd probably say for a good 15 years after I got my driver's license, when they say license and registration, please,
mm-hmm.
I always thought that was the insurance. I was like, oh, here's my insurance card. It's like registration.
Right.
It took me a little bit to actually realize that registration is literally what you get when you get your new sticker.
Mm-hmm.
That literally says registration.
Wow. You're probably like throwing it away. Like, I don't need this, just the backing of the sticker.
No, you know what's funny is my dad when I was young was like, just keep that in your glove box. Always keep this in your glove mm-hmm. box. And I never thought about it.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's just proof I have a tag, as if the freaking sticker wasn't enough.
Well, exactly. And in 2025, they can look that stuff up. But, Bo, like you mentioned, Braves did wake up last night. We are going to be talking about them throughout the show. 6:40, we've also got Throwback Thursday trivia. The theme is, hey now, you're an all-star.
Oh, wow.
So we'll see how that goes. But today, we've got another Falcons superlative to hand out. It's a pretty important role today, the quarterback, who is our toughest opponent in this category. And if you are looking for facts, not feelings, when it comes to the Falcons, Mike and Bo have you covered, because Mike blocked for him. Bo flies with him. And today, I do want to start kind of how we did the other day. Let's go through our opponents that we're going to be facing and knock out the ones that we're not as worried about. I'm not going to say not a problem altogether, because we know everyone's a problem. But who are you just not as worried about going into this season?
I think the easy way to not go ahead and knock two off is the teams that we've talked about that I don't know which one it's going to be. And
yeah, the Colts and maybe the Vikings.
Well, I was going to say the Saints.
Okay, that's a good one too.
Yeah, like I was sitting there going, when I'm writing multiple names down, it's the old Bobby Bowden. If you have two quarterbacks, you probably don't have one. So I'm just, if I'm writing multiple names down going, well, it could be this guy. Like, okay, I don't feel as though that's a massive threat.
I just put Anthony Richardson down there because I don't think he'll be ready for camp. I think Daniel Jones wins the job out of camp. And by that point, I think Daniel Jones is probably maybe been ran into enough trouble. So I put Richardson down, but I agree. You can knock the Colts off. You can knock the Saints off. I think you can knock off J.J. McCarthy, and here's why. Do we 100% know that he'll be the starter in week two? I think they're going to anoint him if possible, but is he healthy? There are questions. I don't know what to put there. And I actually saw, I know what you're going to say, but I was on Twitter and I went down a rabbit hole, the thread of Falcons fans arguing with Vikings fans. And it was really just
interesting.
It was really just one Viking fan. He was like, thank God the Falcons saved us from Michael Penix Jr. And I was like, uh-oh, let me follow this. And I didn't say a word. Like, I didn't say a word because some dude laid into him with verbiage I will not use in daily life and in on the air. And was like, oh, you're the dumb dumb of the week award. He's like, really? How's J.J. McCarthy worked out for you so far? And they were just arguing, and then they went back and forth.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is interesting. But, yeah, I just don't know what J.J. McCarthy is, so it's hard for me to put him on the list. You know, I'm not going to give him a 29 like other knowers of ball would.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Yeah, was it Nick Shook?
I don't know. His name's not worth me remembering.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather just call it out for what it is. Let's throw him out there. You know, give him a higher ranking than just about half the NFL quarterbacks that have actually thrown a snap is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. No, I mean, I'm with you. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is. You know, and there's other unanswered questions up and down this. And I think you brought up a good point, though. When you look from top to bottom as a whole right now, I don't think the group that you're playing this year is as strong as last year's schedule when it comes to quarterbacks. Like, you start naming them off, and you and I kind of went through it. I wrote them down. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Geno Smith. We didn't know at this point last year what Jaden Daniels was going to be, what Sam Darnold was going to be up with Minnesota. We didn't know what the future held for Derek Carr. We knew we were going to play Justin Fields in week one. Like, there's a lot of back and forth with that, but I would say last year's opponents' quarterbacks as a whole, probably a deeper group going into the season.
And I look at I know that it's easy to talk about Sam Darnold now, but I'd not worry. If he was back with if he was in week two with the Vikings, I'd be more worried about facing him than later in the year on a Seahawks team that I'm not sure if can block for him, and I'm not sure what they are. I know that they have is it Jaxon Smith-Njigba? I think is
Njigba,
who is who kind of emerged late last year. But other than that, I'm not sure what they are offensively. And yeah. So he worries me less. I'm not overly worried about Justin Fields. I do look at his time last year, and he, in the few games he started, he was more accurate than he had been in his career, and his passes were on target more as far as accuracy. But he also didn't want to throw across the middle at all, especially when he played us. So I'm not overly worried about facing a Jets team that is kind of in a rebuild later in the season.
Can I bring up the Falcon effect, though, that what scares me off of probably three or four of these? Is like they're guys on a national scale that I'm like, I don't worry about this quarterback until they're playing the Falcons, and he belongs in that category, as does Bryce Young.
I think that
as does Kyler Murray, as does a number of guys up and down this list where I go, you know what? I'm not worried about this guy. And then I look at it and go, well, he's diced us up before,
well,
and so maybe I should take that into consideration.
I look at Justin Fields. He's played three games against the Falcons, and most people, the Justin Fields group will be like, oh, he's 2-1. He was really bad in the game he played here in Atlanta, the first start in Atlanta with the Bears. Really bad. I mean, he hit his left guard in the head with the football. That's bad. He was really good in Chicago in 23. Very good.
One of the best games I've seen him play.
I think that was probably the best pro game I have ever seen him play. And then with Pittsburgh here, he was okay.
He did just enough. He did exactly what Arthur Smith and company asked him to do, which was not turn the ball over and to keep the offense on the field.
Didn't throw one ball in the middle of the field.
No.
Not one pass. Didn't turn the ball over, though, that I remember in that game. And allowed the defense to win the game.
Okay, I'm having Netflix quarterback flashbacks right now of Kirk sitting on the sideline going, it's just a lot. There's a lot of motions. And then you're trying, you know, TJ's timing up the snap count. It's just a lot. And I was like, man, yeah, it was a lot to watch, man. It was a lot to watch as well. So, yeah, there you go. Thanks, Justin Fields, for that one. But again, there is a Falcon effect when I'm looking at some of these guys going, I don't think this guy's going to get up this team to the playoffs. But he's diced up the Falcons defense before, and that still scares me.
It is a fun drinking game to take a drink every time Kirk Cousins says motions when you're watching quarterback. We're going to continue this conversation. We just handled a couple of the quarterbacks we aren't as worried about. What about the ones that could cause a few issues for us? We'll cover the Braves as well. That is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
Odyssey app.